Okay.
All right. Since you guys have the stories, I'll start us off. Welcome back to the Glitches and Gearheads podcast. We have a pretty good episode today. We have two, I guess, personal stories of ER visits, one not involving a human and one involving a human. So sit back, relax, and first off, let's hear Jordan's story.
All right.
Wow, don't even introduce me. What am I chopping?
No.
Yeah, they knew who it is. It's the guys. The guys are here tonight. We're missing. We were gonna have Todd on again, but he had something to do. So
Todd
during Corona.
Anyway, yeah, work related.
Ah, gotcha. All right, go ahead, Jordan. What you got?
Okay, so
Should I send the picture first?
Well, I was gonna send it when it got to that point.
Okay, you got it. You got it.
Yeah. Okay. So, as many of our listeners know, we are building a house, and we are finally at the point where next week we should be getting spray foam insulation. So this week yesterday we were taking the day to kind of do some of the last minute stuff, getting some blocking up, like where our monitors and PCs are going to be mounted on the walls. And I was doing all that blocking myself. And I was getting into the corner, so I was having to hold the block up with my right hand, and I'm right-handed, so typically I'd have the nail gun in my right hand, but I was holding it with my left hand and holding the blocking up. And the gun jumped back and came back down and fired a nail into my hand right by my thumb. So now I'm going to send the picture.
Oh, God.
So you get to see it.
And I'm not ready.
I will post this on Instagram, but for anyone who is grossed out by this kind of stuff, I will put a picture before it. So don't go and follow us right now. You're not going to just hop on Instagram and see this. You'll see a warning before it. So people who want to see it will be able to see it. All right. That should have sent.
Oh, my God. So you literally shot a nail into your hand trying to build your house.
Yeah.
I am honestly surprised there's not a lot more blood on that.
There's no blood. It didn't bleed at all when I did it.
Didn't bleed at all?
No.
Oh,
goodness.
That's
a 3-inch nail, too.
With a nail gun?
Yeah, it was a 3-inch nail, and it's about an inch in my hand.
Is there any serious damage?
Like,
did it hit bone or anything? Or just kind of flesh?
So my instant reaction, I didn't like scream or anything. I was just like, oh, hey. And I like stepped back and held my hand up. And my wife and her parents were like, oh, you shot yourself. They're like, all right, sit down. And my instant reaction was I was about to pull it out. And I was like, this maybe isn't the best idea. And my wife is like, don't you dare pull that out.
Oh, God.
Because I was having the thought, as I was about to do it, of this could either be A, in the bone, and if I start to pull it out, I'll probably pass out and hit the floor, if that's the case. Or B, there is an artery that runs up the hand in that general area.
Yeah.
And I could have potentially punctured that, and the nail sealed it. And if I pull it out, I'm going to start gushing blood everywhere. So I'll leave it in. So her dad is the one who agrees to take me to the ER.
So they had to have a talk about who was going to take you to the ER. They didn't just like, hey, get in the car, we're going. They're like, oh, her dad's going to take me.
Oh, there was like, because we didn't all want to like pile in one car and go to the ER because, you know, COVID, we can't all be in there at the same time anyways.
True. Very smart.
Yeah. So he's driving me. And I was like, all right, I'll text my dad and call my mom and let him know what's going on. And I get off the phone with my mom. And as I'm getting off the phone, you know, the shock starts to kick in. And I'm starting to feel pretty lightheaded. And I end up blacking out in the car on the way to ER. And next thing I know, her dad is like tapping me on the shoulder like, hey, stay awake. Take some deep breaths. Roll the window down. And crazily enough, I was also dreaming while I was passed out.
Whoa. So
I don't know what's up with that. But yeah, I was like full on dreaming. while passed out.
Huh.
So we get to the ER. They get me all checked in. The lady was like, "So, what's the deal? Why are you here?" And I just like held my hand up and pointed at it. And it took her a second. She was like, "Why are you raising your hand? Oh, you got a nail in your hand." And I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we'll get you back here pretty quick." This whole time, all that, it doesn't actually even hurt that bad. It's like two or a three. It just kind of feels so, like.
Did they have to stitch it up, or was it like kind of a like just wrap it type deal? Like how bad was the actual hole in your hand?
Well, we'll get to that. That's towards the end.
Oh no!
So they get me into a room, and they're like, "Okay, well, we're gonna have to take some X-rays to make sure that it's not in the bone, and B, you're gonna have to have a tetanus shot," which I knew because I haven't had one since like 08, and I shot a nail into my hand.
Right,
those are not fun.
No,
nope.
Well, that also didn't hurt like at all. They didn't even have to put a
Bandaid
on
compared
to
that. The pain of actually having a nail in your hand, I'm sure a tetanus shot is not really that bad.
No,
and
not
plus
really.
Your body's still in shock from the whole, "Hey, there's a nail in my hand."
Yep.
So pretty much anything else that happens to you is minute at that point.
So they take me back for the X-rays, and you got to do like multiple positions, and we get to the last one.
Ooh, kinky.
And the X-ray tech was like, "Okay, can you like kind of pinch your thumb and your index finger together a little bit?" And I was like, "Yeah, that's not going to happen. I cannot move my thumb, or the tip of this nail is going to start to tear the muscle." They're like, "Okay, well, we'll change it around a little bit then." And so they like splayed out my other fingers in order to get that last X-ray. Oof. Take me back to the room. I'm pretty confident at this point that it didn't at least hit the bone, because I feel like I would have felt that.
Yeah.
And the guy comes back. He's like, "Okay, so good news is it's not in the bone. So we're just going to numb it up with some anesthetic and pull it out." So the anesthetic hurt the worst out of all of this, of them putting the needle in and slowly pushing it further and further as they were administering more and more anesthetic. They put a lot of anesthetic in there.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a nail, so it's kind of
in your hand.
That, and then also, you're on basically a construction site.
Mm-hmm.
So what that nail might have picked up from there is insane. And now you're sitting in a hospital.
It was a relatively clean nail. Like, it was a brand new nail. But.
Right, but now you're sitting in a hospital with a nail in your hand, and whatever is in the area could be traveling down that nail into your hand.
Open wounds in the hospital are never a good thing.
Right.
Mm-mm.
So he puts the anesthetic in, and he does the typical thing where they get you talking about something else to try and distract you, and then he just yoinks it out, and I was like, "Oh, the nail's out. Cool." And we just put some gauze on it, stopped bleeding after a little while, put a Bandaid on it, and I was good to go. No stitches.
Didn't
hit the artery. Didn't bleed that much, relatively, for having an inch-long nail into my
probably
hand.
It was probably all in your meat.
Yeah, it didn't hit the artery, it didn't hit any major veins. It literally just threaded the needle through my hand and missed.
Did it hit your muscle?
Everything.
Nailed it.
Yeah, it got the muscle for sure. Yeah, nailed it, for real.
Title of this episode, nailed it.
Probably the reason why it probably didn't bleed is because it probably hit a chunk of muscle, and muscle doesn't really bleed that much.
Yeah. So now I've just got a Bandaid on it, and
cool.
Well, it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
I'm very happy
that you're not severely injured from that.
Immediately when I saw that picture, I was like, "Oh my goodness, he's going to be scarred and he's not going to be able to play video games." And
yeah, one of my first thoughts was like, "Crap, I need the thumb for my side mouse buttons."
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, that's insane.
So yeah, just keeping an eye on at this point, making sure it doesn't get infected. It's
well, glad
it's a little sore, but not too bad. Somehow, I don't know if like as I was bringing the nail gun back, as I was stepping back from the wall, I think I might have hit my knee with the actual big part of the nail gun. Because that's super sore now. Like, that's more sore than my hand is.
That's weird.
But yeah, could
have been sure way worse. Are you sure there's not a nail in your knee?
Maybe.
Did you check?
I checked. I didn't see anything.
Huh. Well, it's so far in there you can't see it.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So that's my story. It could have been way worse.
Well, that was a good story.
Wow. Narrowly escaped death, huh?
So on a scale though on a scale, is that comparable to yours, Devin?
Mine hurts on a emotional level and
please less don't on a say that level. This involves the Miata.
This involves the Miata.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I was at work today, and I had to go to one of our other buildings. We have, like, 7 buildings spread out through a couple blocks. And so I'm driving over to one, and I'm at a light, and I'm stopped behind a semi-truck. And this lifted F-150 pulls up and stops behind me, right? So we're sitting at the light for a minute. The light changes. Semi-truck starts to move. I'm getting ready to make my right turn. Boom. Hits me in the back. The guy in the F-150 says he didn't see me. Just smacked the back of my car. Dented in my trunk. Cracked my taillight. Messed up the wrap. Messed up the paint.
Did your finish plate... Or finish panel get messed up?
Finish panel, like the license plate panel?
Yeah, like the panel that's around the... Oh, no! Yep. Those always break.
I know. So I got to go tomorrow to body shop and get everything checked out. It was drivable, thankfully.
How hard was it?
It was enough to move the car with the brakes on.
Oof.
So he... accelerated pretty quick from a stop.
Yeah, he was like getting ready to go. I do. They're not on my computer at the moment.
Discord on your phone?
Yeah, I can
just send a pic real quick.
It's not terrible.
Well, that's good. In all honesty. At least it's not like at least it didn't like bend the frame or anything.
And at least
I'm hoping
you're not at fault.
The lock on the trunk is pushed inwards.
That sucks. The good thing about Miatas, though, is that just go to a junkyard and you can get all those parts.
So I'm uploading those now to the chat.
I see those.
It's not terrible.
Oof. Yeah, that could have been way worse. Again, could have been way worse.
I'm hearing a little bit of suspension play now in the back right wheel. So I'm hoping it's not too major. But like I said, I'm going tomorrow to get it checked out. And hopefully everything's good. And then the guy's going to cut me a check for repairs instead of going through insurance because doesn't want to claim. And I kind of don't want to claim.
That's fair.
That's why I had a loud exhaust on my Miata.
Yep, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. So. Because just like it's kind of dumb to have to do that if that's not something you wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is a good excuse to get a nice performance exhaust, but especially like with Miatas and S2000s, you kind of have to have a lot of exhaust so people can see you. Yeah. Especially with all these guys that have lifted trucks. It's kind of like a motorcycle. Like when I had my motorcycle, I made sure I had the loudest exhaust. So everyone, if they didn't see me, they heard me. Yeah. And they were looking around to try to figure out where the heck that sound is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So
did you say that the truck that hit you was lifted?
Yeah. That dent on the top of my trunk is from the bottom part of his bumper.
So, pretty lifted.
Yeah,
it was a good couple inch lift.
He legitimately could have. He probably was telling the truth. He probably didn't see you.
I don't know, because he stopped behind me.
Yeah, he has to be.
And then, like, forgot I was there and accelerated.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. He has to be very dull. He saw you, stopped, and then maybe got distracted by something and forgot you were there.
Probably on his phone.
And didn't see
he was
you.
On, probably like on his phone.
Yeah.
He was probably on his phone, saw that the semi was going, and was like, oh, okay.
Time to go.
And
mm-hmm.
then just...
Yep.
It could have been worse, though.
It could have been worse.
That's the title of the episode. Nothing... It could have been worse.
Yeah. I'm glad you're okay. I'm pretty confident the car is going to be okay. It just looks like visual.
So the initial quote I got, like the initial estimate based on description and pictures, was $1,500.
What?
Because the
that's
wrap
ridiculous.
And the paint.
It's the wrap and paint, yeah.
Because it was
oh,
just
oh to get
repainted.
From him.
No, like from the shop that I'm taking it to tomorrow to get it like thoroughly looked at, because I'm going to have them
but
check
like,
all the mechanical suspension, everything.
So are you going to go get a quote, get the cash from the guy, and then do it your own way?
Probably.
Yeah, because you can go to a junkyard and get a trunk.
The only thing I'm worried about is if there's like rear end suspension or drivetrain issues.
Yeah.
Because the back right, like the passenger side rear wheel was sounding a little funky on the way home.
Like it was bouncing a little. I honestly doubt it, because when I had my Miata, I went off the road into a ditch when I was being stupid and drifting, and literally I hit a pretty hefty bush, and nothing was wrong. It was like a little dent on my quarter panel, and I just drove it out, and it was fine.
Well,
so
something's
off
on the rear right side. I can feel it when I'm driving it. It's different.
Did you check like the wheel well to see if maybe it got pushed in?
I can't really tell, and I didn't get under it to really look, because they're gonna do that tomorrow anyway.
Maybe it's a plastic that came loose.
I'm hoping that it's something simple like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, gonna have them take a look at it, and then I got to get the quote to have it rewrapped by the company that did the wrap in the first place.
Wrap.
Yep.
Yeah.
So then we'll see what
happens.
Hopefully
the guy
that.
Yeah, hopefully the guy isn't a jerk about it and gives you your money.
Yeah, he owns a company near where I work, and he
was it
I,
like
I
a
have his insurance info and all that.
Was it like a nice truck?
Yeah, he owns a pretty big company in the area.
Okay.
He's
so he's got the cash
so you're good.
To throw around then.
Yeah, I'm not really too worried about it, and the lawyer at work is all like, if he doesn't like keep good, we'll take care of it.
Yeah, I mean, those kind of guys, especially he's like, I don't want to claim. I know you don't want to claim. Let me mm-hmm. just give you the cash.
Yeah, you know? So I'm just hoping that it's, you know, worth.
And that
what
he's
it would be.
The fact that he's local too makes it a little nicer too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I got like his ID and insurance card info
that's
and
good,
stuff like
good.
That.
So you got all the stuff just in case he doesn't.
Yeah,
play
dude,
ball.
His truck didn't look like anything happened. Like it was fine. His truck had not even like
well,
a scuff on it.
I can imagine.
I mean, it was like his lower bumper that hit you. It's not really going to do too much.
Yeah.
Well, like the top part on the trunk where that was hit was like this like metal part of his bumper,
mm-hmm.
and then underneath where you see like the black line, like underneath the lock. In the first picture, that's like the mm-hmm. plastic trim around the very bottom edge of the bumper.
mm-hmm.
So,
well,
yeah, I'll keep you guys updated on that. Probably
yeah,
post
well,
those pictures to the Instagram also.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you both had fun-filled weeks.
Yep.
that
sums up 2020.
I did not nail myself in the hand with a nail gun.
No.
Nor did I get in a car accident.
Boring.
Oh, that's good.
But on the same topic of vehicles that are damaged, the picks for the 2021 BMW M3 and M4 came out. And needless to say, they're the ugliest things I've ever seen in my life. The car,
it's,
I'm gonna throw,
it's not pretty.
Yeah, Jordan, if
I
you,
am not
you want me to throw
fan.
A pick or
yeah, I haven't seen these yet.
I feel like in some colors they're okay.
Just Google it and you'll see exactly what
okay.
I'm saying.
Like the black sapphire metallic, it looks all right because you can't really
I'm
see
not talking,
it's not
I'm
as
not
distinct.
Talking I'm not talking about the color.
You're talking about the front grille. I'm talking
about the front and the lights. It literally looks like it's two nostrils. It looks like it's flaring its nostrils.
It looks like some sort of like snake, but not like a cool, like aggressive snake.
Yeah, not in a good way.
Like one of those like snub-nosed snakes. Like
it looks like someone's nose that got cut off.
Yeah,
you know how like some people snake.
Yeah,
it looks like a freaking hog nose snake.
It looks like like the snub nose bat.
Yeah, exactly. It looks exactly like that. Holy, yeah, it looks exactly like that.
There, it looks like that guy.
Oh God, do I dare open this?
Yeah, open it.
Jeez.
Oh no, viruses! My computer.
Redirect notice. What the?
Yeah,
what
seriously, that happened to me too.
Wait, what?
It gave me like a weird redirect notice.
I just opened it. It's like a reptile page.
Yeah, I'm here too.
I'm not going to.
It's perfectly fine, but okay. See, the problem is these guys look cute though.
Yeah, this just looks. I'm sorry, but
there. I posted it in the chat instead.
Okay. Yeah, it does kind of.
It looks
like
those
that.
Guys.
Yep. It looks better like what Jordan said, like a bat, like a.
Yeah, it does look a little bit like one of those bats.
But like, dude, they literally took the grill from last variation of the M3 and just turned it vertical. Right. Like, what are they thinking? They turned it vertical and made it bigger. I mean, when I saw this, all I could think about was all the memes of like BMW and how like they show like 2020 and then 2021 and then 2025 and the grill is just the whole front of the car.
Right.
Like yeah. They're living up to the meme.
Yeah.
Maybe that's their marketing strategy. It might be.
I mean, we're talking about it, right?
Cause I mean, I see what like the lights don't bother me almost at all compared to the grill.
Yeah. The grill,
the grill vent thing.
If the grill was different, the lights would be awesome.
Yeah. I don't even know how they would really fix it other than making it like half the size because there's like a clear body line that they could have used there to separate the upper and lower half. It almost looks like an old Dodge Charger, like from the hood and the front bumper. Like if you cover the bottom half of the front bumper, it looks like a Dodge Charger.
How much does it matter though? Like, BMW boys are still going to get them, right?
I would be so unhappy with that because I'd have to buy a whole new bumper.
True.
Yeah. But I think, once again, like, the people who love M4s and M3s are still going to get this car, right?
I suppose.
I guess.
Look at the meme.
They don't even need to Photoshop it anymore. They just
exactly
take the picture.
I don't know. I mean, it's a little thing, but I just saw that and I was like, oh my God, that's the meme. They're literally living up to the meme.
Yeah. Right? At that point you do have to wonder, like, did they do that intentionally? Cause I don't think designed it and they were like, yeah, this looks cool.
I guess M4, the headlights on that bother me more than the grill does, to be honest.
Yeah.
Really? I don't have anything to say about the headlights. I think they're fine.
It's just like the whole face of it looks like a dumb guy from a movie. Like, you know? Like you're like, you look at that character and you're like, oh, that's the guy who's the brawn and has nothing to do with anything.
Your token
smart.
Himbo.
Yeah. Basically.
Well, like, I mean,
what's wrong with that?
Besides how ugly it is, it's still
an M3 and an M4, right? Like,
It's still M3 power.
The performance is there.
All right. Twin turbo 3-liter inline six.
So if you go into our lovely doc, I got the next topic ready.
All right.
You just have to click on the link that says self-driving race car fail. And you get to watch a fun little video of a lap that this self-driving race car made.
Oh, we're watching?
Or okay. lack of it. Yeah, just watch it. It's like 3 seconds.
The very beginning.
What?
This is the start of the lap, and it just throws itself into a wall.
That's the very first thing it does.
That's the very beginning of the race.
I saw the timer ticking down and I was like, oh, this is a little bit. Oh, I know. I guess that's it.
Yeah, I was like, 24 minutes. What the heck?
No, about 3 seconds. It didn't make it very far.
I was like, oh, it's going to be the rest of the episode, I guess, just watching this video.
I'm going to get this GIF and I'm going to put it in the Instagram. Oh, and perfect. When we're talking about this, please go to our Instagram and watch this video.
So I wish we could make this into a clip to use in our stories.
Yeah, this but, about sums up the episode though too. Like my thumb yesterday, Devin's car, and then this little car.
So the whole story behind this thing is this is a clip from a self-driving race car robo race, the first ever of its kind robo race. There were six teams, four of them. Failed to finish the 3-lap time trial race. 3 laps, that's all they had to do? Yeah. 4 of them could not finish. 4 out of 6.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude.
So, can you imagine the money and time into development only for it to take money. 2 seconds
just
to
into
throw
the wall.
Itself into a wall head first? Man.
They should have kept the video feed of that guy up because I want to see his face when it immediately just slams into the wall.
If you scroll down a little bit, they like go out there and they're looking at the car and they're like, why?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What went wrong? Oh, yeah, I see it.
You can see him just shaking their head like, oh, well.
How does this happen?
Yeah. So.
Oh, man. They're just
why are we here? Just to suffer.
Not sure exactly. What caused the crash in the programming there, but
the aura of 2020
didn't make it very far. Yep.
If this was 2021, it would have been worse.
I mean, at least it didn't take out any other cars with it. Yeah. Thankfully it was a time trial. So they were doing separate runs so that they didn't have a crash in case something ridiculous like that happened.
But it would have been so much better to see it all of them just take run into each other.
Oh my gosh. So
okay, well on this line
self-driving
of
cars.
Yeah. On this line of terribleness, I'm gonna switch a little bit onto Twitch. Now Twitch is not shy of its problems in the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But as of recently, Twitch has new DMCA rules are plaguing Twitch streamers right now. Any music that they use during their stream can be DMCA'd.
I've heard about this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like so, streamers are super, super scared. Like, for lack of a better word, twitchy.
Yeah. Twitch was going, they made a statement there that they sent to the Twitch streamers. They're like, well, if you have any copyrighted music that you played in your stream, any clips, any VODs, you're going to have to delete them. Because if not, you'll get striked and you could get banned and your channel taken down.
You get 3 strikes, right? So that's what I've seen. So it's not you get one strike.
But that's
and you're
3
gone.
Over the life of the channel. That's not like, if you get 3 in a year, you're done. But like some of these people that have been around for 10 years, 8 years, whatever it is.
You know how many VODs and clips these people have?
This is going to be just like all clips, all VODs gone, basically, like start fresh.
All they have to do is go to the 3 clips and just, okay, well, he broke the rules over and over again. He's
out
of here.
On top of that, on the same note as Twitch has also rolled out for people that run ad blockers. They now, instead of just forcing the ad on you somehow, they can detect some of the ad blocking software that you might have installed. And it pops up every 10 minutes a notification telling you, hey, you should disable your ad blocker.
Really?
Yeah.
Bezos!
The funny part is this is coming right off the back of Facebook Gaming actually doing better than expected.
Yeah. Doing something. I'm surprised. Like, ever since Mixer went down, Facebook Gaming has gotten quite a few, you know, pretty, not, I wouldn't say huge streamers, but bigger pretty than you'd expect. Yeah, better than I expected. But anyway, on this DMCA, they were talking about it. I was listening to these guys talking about it. And, you know, obviously Twitch is owned by Amazon. And they're just talking about the lifetime of Twitch right now, because they're basically saying at this point, Twitch is already losing money on, you know, a daily basis. And Twitch is a liability. And it's been a liability for a little bit now. So they're saying that Amazon would have no problem dropping Twitch. Like, I don't think they will, but from a business perspective, if Twitch causes them more drama and more headache than they want, I suspect either Amazon to let go of Twitch, get rid of it, or just like cut all ties. I don't know, but. They're also saying that Twitch is just a drop in the bucket to Amazon, just a drop in the bucket, because they make buko amount of money just from Amazon itself, and not only all the other stuff they own. So, I mean, it's pretty scary because they're doubling down on this DMCA thing, but they're also, you know, they're not willing to work with these streamers. So it's like, well, if you don't like it, you either leave or you follow the rules. And then on top of that, if people do leave, then it becomes more of a liability for Amazon to keep, you know, funding this to keep going. And then it's like, then what?
You know, this would have made sense for the companies can get away with this more when there's less competition, right? And few years ago, there wasn't really any competition.
No, it was only
Twitch. And they did less scummy stuff then. Like, Twitch 5 years ago, sure, it had its problems. Twitch has always had its problems. But there wasn't nearly as much attention on this kind of stuff. And there was some stuff a little while back, I remember, with some sort of, like, judge panel, basically, of like Twitch streamers who could get on the panel. I forget exactly what it was, but all kinds of drama with that too a couple of months back. But there's actually like somewhat legit competition now, so it doesn't make sense to be doing this kind of stuff.
It makes sense more so if they were to revamp their ad system, if they're so worried about making revenue for ads, because like that article I just sent you guys, apparently the amount of money that they're making in some of those ad runs for people for Twitch channels, the streamer is only getting a couple bucks per thousand views. $3.50 per thousand views. It's just not worth it.
They get their revenue from like subscribers and stuff and like
right, but like
their Patreon.
It's just hurting their audience because so many people are like, oh, they run ads on this channel, I'm not going to watch it. Or I'll just, you know, put on an ad block and then they get nothing from it. But why not have Twitch just revamp the way that they do their ads entirely? Like, put a little box in like the bottom corner of the screen that you can X out, but it's an ad that'll play for 5-6 seconds. Or put it on a sidebar next to the main screen. There's so much real estate around the main streamer that they could easily fit it.
It makes me think that they just don't really care. And it also makes me think that they might have something else in the works, because it doesn't seem like they're really trying. Like, with this new DMCA thing, they're forcing streamers to delete all their stuff or they ban them. Like, there's no in between. So it's like the only way they're making money is from these streamers, and They're
biting
trying
the
to
hand
get
that feeds
rid-
them, right?
Yeah, right. They're trying to get rid of the streamers. So it's like, I don't know. I mean, YouTube and Facebook are looking mighty fine right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a fan of Facebook in general.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of the Zuck.
No. But I mean, Facebook
I would take Bezos over Zuck any day.
Lesser of two evils, I guess. But
yeah, and then you got what's her name? The YouTube lady.
I don't even know.
YouTube CEO. Hold on.
I can't remember. I mean, I don't.
Wojcicki. Susan Wojcicki.
Wojcicki.
No. Okay, I'm gonna send you. I don't know what the heck this is. How do you say
you
this
can't
name?
Say this lady's name? Susan Wojcicki.
Wojcicki.
Exactly.
Da Vinci.
Da Vinci. Wojcicki. Wojcicki. Wojcicki.
Anyway.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Susan. Susan's looking pretty nice right now.
All right, Susie. But Susie, yeah, from YouTube.
I have heard of other streaming services opening up to, I can't remember the name of them. There's one that PewDiePie was streaming on before he started streaming on YouTube. That, you know, quite a few people were going over to. But it's like, what's the next thing? Because it seems like Twitch doesn't really care. So what is the next thing? I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, this, given, you know, people's attention spans too, this could all just, is likely it could just blow over in a few months and everyone forgets about it. And it's like, oh yeah, Twitch is the place.
I've been saying for a while, even before the podcast, on my other podcast, I was saying that Twitch's days are numbered. The way they're running their business it just seems like they don't care. Mm-hmm. It seems like they don't care about the people that make them the money. And
which is really weird. Like, you know,
it's weird. It's so weird.
Because gaming is such a huge industry right now. And streaming, exactly. With, you know, so tournaments big. With League of Legends tournaments and Fortnite tournaments and all this stuff.
Rocket League. Just esports.
Yeah, esports in general is huge, and it's only going to get bigger as time goes on.
Esports is only going to grow. It's just what's willing to grow with esports is the question.
So that does beg the question, like, if Twitch dies, what's the next esports home? Because Twitch is the home of esports right now.
And the only people that seem to have the money right now to do that is YouTube and Facebook.
Yeah. Continuing on the trend of dead stuff.
So, wait, before we move on, I want to say one more thing. Microsoft, so they got rid of Mixer. Who was Microsoft? They don't have a streaming service right now, do they?
Not currently.
Nope. Oh.
I feel like they're going to revamp and do something different. Or
I think they'll revamp
possibly
Mixer,
they could
but
be
under
buying
another.
Twitch. I mean, who knows? They could be in a plan to buy Twitch, and that's why Twitch is trying to clean house first.
They are throwing a lot of money.
They are throwing that money around.
Have they just bought the, what was it?
ZeniMax and all of its subsidiaries. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So who knows?
All right. So
might be something there.
If Jordan doesn't have something that he wants to say.
No, Jordan was about to say.
Yeah, I've got a few.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know how quickly we'll go through these, but we'll see. So you guys remember Quibi?
Yes.
Well, it's dead. It's dead now.
What? Already?
Yeah.
Wait, Quibi was the thing.
Oh, the short streaming service thing.
Yeah.
It's dead.
It's dead already?
Yep.
Isn't there a lawsuit or something against them?
I haven't seen anything about that, but...
Like, dead?
Oh, it's dead? Dead.
Like,
yeah.
Holy moly, because there was, like, A-list actors doing shorts
on
that thing.
Yep.
And the... Oh, that's an... Yeah, they were... Their advertisement for Quibi was ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
Did they spend all their money on advertising?
It just didn't grow. I mean... Like,
I didn't expect it to
grow. Never downloaded it. I never checked it out. I don't know of anyone else, like, in my circle who ever downloaded it and checked it out.
The reason I didn't is because you can't create on it. You have to be, like...
Yeah, it's not, like, you know...
YouTube
or Snapchat or TikTok or anything like that.
You have to be, like, a licensed, like, maker. Like, it has to be... to a certain level, which I was like, okay, well, if I can't post anything in it, what's the reason I'm getting this?
I think that is part of the problem, is it wasn't like an open source thing where, because that's what people like, you know, people like Instagram, yeah. People like TikTok, people liked like Vine when it was a thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, TikTok is Vine. Yeah. So.
But I think when people saw the ads for Quibi, I think they went into it thinking it was going to be like that and were quickly disappointed.
Yeah, I did too, because I was thinking for the podcast, I was going to be, I was like, oh man, this is a brand new, like social media service / like video making service. I was like, oh, I'm going to jump on this as soon as it comes out. They got huge advertising. I got nothing but advertisements for Quibi forever until it came out. And then I checked on it and I was like, no, you can't create. You have to be like, you have to go through like this process and this application process. I'm like, I ain't doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I did a little bit of research real quick. This company called Echo, EKO, which is also a short video streaming service, apparently currently still has an active lawsuit against Quibi, which would cause Quibi to have to fully redesign their app because they stole trade secrets, allegedly.
Really?
Oh.
Like the whole style of the app was stolen from this other company, which apparently some of Echo's investors even included like Walmart and other huge clients like that.
Holy moly.
So that was something that's been going on since, I think, April 1st of this year. They've been in the lawsuit for that, which still hasn't come to an end. So that could be part of the reason that they, you know, were dead on arrival.
And there, you look at their numbers compared to their projections of what they wanted. In the first few months, they got 3.5 million downloads and 1.5 million active users, which you think, okay, that's fine. But their trajectory and what they had told their shareholders was they were shooting for 7 million users in that same 7 million active users in that same time, not downloads. Yeah. And they didn't even hit 7 million downloads. Did they
have like a 90-day free trial?
I don't know.
I think it was like a 90-day free trial or something. Yeah,
I think
crazy.
They did. I think they had some kind of free trial.
Yeah, but it was like crazy long compared to other ones. Like instead of it being like, oh, like a month long or something, it was 90 days.
And of course,
I think that's how long they lasted.
The founder tried to blame coronavirus for the streaming apps challenges, but I honestly don't think there's much stock in that.
That would have given them more viewers because more people right. were sitting at home doing nothing.
Yeah, the digital market only exploded, like, in a good way.
TikTok, Instagram, they all boomed. Yeah. Like,
Netflix, amazing Netflix way. Went through the roof.
Oh, yeah.
And then they built like, off of that with, like, putting Avatar and Legend of Korra and other, like, classics that people either want to rewatch or never watched on there during that time.
Oh, hey! Wait, the Office, weren't they getting rid of The Office on Netflix and it was supposed to be this year and they're still on there?
I think
whatever happened
I think
to
that's
that?
Now
I think they just delayed
supposed
it.
Supposed to be next year, but I mean, I feel like that's always been like, oh, they're going to get rid of The Office and then they never do.
Right. It seems like that's perpetual forever.
It says in a statement given by NBC Universal to a media portal on June 25th, 2019, the media and entertainment conglomerate announced that the beloved 2000s sitcom The Office will be leaving Netflix at the end of 2020. Okay.
Yeah, so we got a couple months.
So Netflix says Netflix confirmed the decision with a tweet stating that NBC is pulling off the Netflix from, or The Office from Netflix.
And I think the reason for that is NBC is trying to launch, of course, because everyone is their own streaming service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they want to put The Office on there, which I don't think will go well.
It'll be a bidding war.
I think they're going to realize they're at the end of this year, they're going to look at their bank statements and see that everyone was binge watching and rewatching The Office during the lockdown. Yeah. And they're like, wow, The Office made like billions of dollars in streaming or in streams. Maybe we should keep it on. Because I know good and well I was watching that all locked down. Yeah,
I mean, that's one of the shows that we'll just have on in the background. If we're not watching it, yeah. It's just there. And you'll pick up on some of the jokes and be like, oh, I love that one.
I don't know how many times while I'm editing, I'll have that on, or while I'm playing games, like I'll just have it on. Just I can peek over and just it'll be funny, like immediately. I don't have to watch the whole thing. I can just listen to it.
So I have two topics. One of them is really small. I just want to touch on it. The other one's pretty crazy. So first off, Pixel 5, one of their cool new features is that when you plug in the phone to charge, it turns the phone into a wireless charging pad for other wireless charging devices.
I saw something about that.
So you could just put your headphone case on top of the phone if it's a wireless charging headphone case. And you can charge your headphones through your phone.
Immediately, that does not seem safe at all.
Why?
You hold your phone in your pocket at all times next to your genitals.
Yeah, but it's only when it's plugged in.
What's the difference between that and something else that charges wirelessly?
Yeah, I don't think there's any difference in that. But it's only when it's plugged in.
If it charges wirelessly, not charging something.
Yeah, but it only charges other devices wirelessly when the phone itself is plugged in.
But still, it has.
So it's not like you can have your phone and your headphones in your pocket and it'll start charging it. That's.
Well, yeah. I know. Okay,
there's no power going to it if it's not plugged in.
Right. If it has that capability, there's a battery in your phone, is there not? Right. Yes. If somehow it starts trying to wirelessly charge with battery power and you just have. Charge your leg. I don't know. When I hear that, I immediately was like, that's weird.
I'm pretty sure the way that they work it is it's not like an open circuit where it can draw power from the battery to charge to the wireless battery charger. It gets its power from the plug.
Yeah. No, that's true. But then again, vapes aren't supposed to explode when you're using them, so.
I mean, that's kind of a different situation, I feel.
Yeah.
I don't know, okay. Dude.
And then the big one that I wanted to talk about is this one right here, which I'm going to send. Google is currently facing a huge lawsuit for $7 billion because they were tracking your incognito mode activity.
That's not surprising, though. What?
Yeah.
That's not surprising, though.
Not surprising. But that would entitle every person who's used incognito mode since 2016 to a $5,000 per person payout.
Oh, heck yeah. I'm getting paid, boy.
Yeah. Let's go.
Getting money for not even going on Pornhub and.
Yeah. I just searched stupid stuff that I didn't want people to know I didn't know.
Going on incognito mode and looking up pictures of Belle Delphine is paying me.
Wow. Just incriminate yourself like that. Dang. But yeah, there's a pretty big lawsuit going on right now. It's a class action lawsuit.
That's Miata money right there.
Oh, that is a Miata
that's,
right there.
That's PC upgrade money. Miata money. That's a new 6800 XT.
That's a new AMD 6900.
Yeah.
The big Navi.
The big boy.
That's a big Navi. That's a big Navi with the
that's
new.
That's big Navi money.
Yeah, that's a big Navi with the new AMD CPU, too, man. Man, my PC's. I'm going to have a beefed up PC and a Miata.
We're all going to be Minecraft ray tracing ready.
That's if this lawsuit actually goes through. They're obviously fighting it, trying to get it dismissed, saying that like it's not accurate, blah, 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 blah. But if it were to go through, that would be pretty sick. And I would love a nice little $5,000 check for searching on incognito.
They're going to have to sue for a lot more than $7
billion. $5 billion.
It's no,
$7 billion
Australian. 7.1 Australian, apparently.
Oh.
Oh, right.
It's an Australian website. US dollars.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you got to think the Corona Relief Fund was like, what, like 3 trillion or something?
Yeah, but not everyone has. Not everyone uses Google Chrome, and not everyone has used incognito mode.
Right.
I feel like a big sum of people have, though. And did you have to use it at a certain point?
Yeah, or? From June 1st, 2016
onward. Yeah.
Onward.
Yeah,
so
that's 4 years. Up from then until now.
Wow.
Or until whenever the lawsuit was actually filed. So.
Wow.
But yeah, well, that's a pretty interesting thing. So we'll
that's really for a while. Crazy.
Yep.
What the heck?
That's the main things of what I wanted to talk about. If you want to talk about the 2022 Volkswagen Golf R, it's got
let's leave that. Let's leave that for next. Let's leave that for next week.
Okay, teaser. Jordan. Boom.
Gonna whet your appetite.
Teaser. All right, Jordan. What else you got?
Sorry, my alarm was going off on my phone.
How dare you?
Wow.
Interrupt
six
the podcast.
6 minutes late. You change the time in the day. You come in, you're not ready, and now your alarm goes off.
Yeah, and all you did today was shoot yourself in the hand with a nail.
Well, that was yesterday.
What, do you think we'll feel sorry for you?
Disgusting.
Ugh, get out of here.
Anyways.
Okay, what do you got?
You're going to have to start paying us.
So with that $5,000, you can use $70 of it to buy a new Raspberry Pi 400 keyboard PC. Have you guys seen that?
I have not.
Yeah.
Link me, brother. You get
a whole PC for $70. Let me send you the link.
And I'm still waiting.
Personally,
you're keeping everybody waiting with his link, just like he kept us waiting to start.
I started
this podcast
to talk, and you interrupted me.
Well, that's what I'm here for.
You should have had the link ready.
You know that's the only reason I'm on this podcast, is to interrupt you guys and,
yeah,
you know, break away into random things that don't matter.
Yep.
4 gigs of RAM.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Pre-built heat sink. It's pretty cool. I mean, you can even like do 4K media streaming on it. Wow. For $70, and for $100, you get the whole little kit.
It is pretty cool.
Comes with a little mouse, a little power supply.
So my OS question is, how good is it going to be when you're trying to, like, say somebody's using this as a media player for their TV? Because it's got to connect most likely through Bluetooth or Wi-Fi to stream, right?
Well, it looks like it has USB,
and HDMI cables, micro HDMI.
Micro HDMI.
I don't know if out of the box it has Bluetooth. Now
I can see this good for like a desktop computer application, but like a lot of people I know use the Raspberry Pi for like on a TV.
Yeah.
Like to display something on their TV. I don't think this would be that great for it because you would have to plug into the keyboard itself. And that could be really annoying.
You could just get like a USB-C Bluetooth receiver and plug it into the keyboard and then plug that into the TV.
So like on a real note, how good would this thing be? It'd be good. It'd be like a laptop, right?
I mean, you're not going to be able to do like serious gaming, but it's like, you know, a Best Buy laptop amount of power, I would say.
Huh. So a good little just internet browser. Yeah,
it'd be good for like your parent that doesn't really do anything other than play like solitaire or type up emails.
Mm-hmm.
Or like just a second computer, you know? Like something to, I don't know, like something you can, well, it looks
something
very
that you could
portable.
Browse Google on incognito mode.
And get $5,000.
And get paid $5,000. Yeah. This is really cool. I really like this. I don't know if I would ever use it because I don't know.
Like, there's a subset of people who use the Raspberry Pis a lot, and you either are in that subset or you're not. I'm not. But I think they're really cool.
Yeah, it would be really cool to have one.
I wouldn't even use this at work, though. That's the only thing. Because we literally will take one, stick like a calendar on it like for a conference room and smack it on the back of a TV and call it a day. Can't do that with this.
It's different purposes.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely purpose-built to do something specific.
It'd be really cool, though, to like pull this thing out and pull out your little like micro HDMI little monitor and have a like a PC, like a decent working PC for $70.
Yeah, that's, I think that's the real kicker, though, is the $70 value per dollar of Raspberry Pis. And here it really hits how good of a deal it is. $70 and you have a PC.
$100 for the full kit. Wow.
Yeah, I don't disagree. That's really cool. It's a good idea.
That's really cool. But I mean, I don't know. I actually might get this from my sister. This will be good for like kids that are at home doing
schoolwork.
You know, their Zoom classes.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be really good for that.
Yeah, that would be good for it. And you know what? Now that you mention it, I feel like that might be the, you know, main purpose of what it was put together for. Is more for, you know, everybody's now doing school from home, or a huge chunk of people are.
Mm-hmm.
And for any of those families that don't have computers and can't afford a few hundred dollars for a computer, especially right now with how crazy COVID is, this would be a perfect option. All you need is a monitor and this thing and a little bit of tech knowledge to get it set up and ready to go.
Yeah. I mean, it even has like a 40-pin GPIO header on the back, so you can plug in hat extensions like a camera and stuff like that.
That's so cool. This, yeah, I have to say, this thing, this little thing is really cool.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
For the quality, for the amount of money, I mean, you can't beat it, honestly. I mean, if it works as good as these specs say it will, I mean, that the value of this is really good.
And that is something that I think Raspberry Pi is usually delivered on pretty well, is quality. Delivering on what they say they will.
Yeah, they're very adequate for what they say they're going to be.
Yeah, they don't try and embellish.
Right, and props to them for doing that, because a lot of companies will either oversell or undersell what it actually is, and they're like right on the mark with it, which is nice. Yeah,
good for them, for sure. Good for them for making something that's affordable and useful.
And you know what you're getting.
Being confident in your product, because they know what they're selling you. And they're not trying to claim it's anything more or anything less.
Exactly.
So.
All right. Well, we've got a little teaser for next week. Devin's going to talk about the new 2022 Volkswagen GTI. So that you'll have to look forward to. I'm not going to talk about that this week because we are all out of time. So we had a couple of stories. I nailed my hand. Devin got his car nailed by a truck. Quibi's dead. Twitch is dying. And there's...
Quibi's dead.
The self-driving car is dead.
Died.
Yeah, that one nailed a wall. Episode has nailed it.
Nailed it. Or it could have been better. And or could have been worse.
The the BMW M3 and M4 nailed it, being the ugliest car.
They straight up failed it.
Yep. And
that's this week's yay or nay on the BMW.
That's a nay for me. And a yay on the Raspberry Pi 400.
Yeah, oh, yay on the Raspberry Pi. Yay. For sure.
Big yay on the Raspberry Pi.
Props to them.
Yeah.
So thank you for tuning in this week. And I hope that you aren't grossed out by my story. And if you are, do not go on Instagram and swipe to see the picture of my hand, because
there will be a very clear warning.
Yeah. There will be a very clear warning. So if you see it and you didn't want to, it will be on you. So tune in next week and we'll have some more topics for you guys.
All right. See you guys.
See ya.